make it little by little. Try to make it bit by bit on my own. Quit the job, the Grey Believers. Another town where I get close to the bone. Gonna tell your brother. Oh, oh, what you gonna tell your father? I don't know what you gonna tell your mother. Let me go. Get dressed for success. Shaping me up for the big time, baby.
Yeah, that's it. Dressed for success. I'm dressed for success today. I am going to absolutely storm it. Me and my new trading software, we are absolutely all over it. Good night last night. Yes, I switched on the old... I've got to say, I don't like saying brand names. You get in trouble with the others. But I like the old... of all the ones I've used, I've got to say BetAngel, and I have faffed around with this stuff for long enough that I thought, right, I'm going to teach myself, and I am by nowhere near anything like a fast learner. I've had this software set on my computer now for 6 months. I've fired it up a couple of times. I click Guardian, no idea what's going on. I've now worked out how to get a market. But no, I'm an absolute beginner. But I do like the one-click betting, I have to say. I like being able to see the prices on the ladder. That's good. But as for learning it, I'm afraid I'd need to sit with somebody to learn the proper skills, because I cannot read the manual. It bores the hell out of me. And I know he doesn't listen, but Peter's videos, lovely guy. But as I've said before, I cannot learn via video. It drives me bananas. I glaze over. I put one on yesterday. I just glaze over instantly. So someone can give me a bit of help. I get this right. So I open it up. I click the select market. I get that. I find the game that I want to put on. And I genuinely have two or three markets open a game, sometimes four. So that Poland game yesterday, I had four markets open. I had match odds, first half goal, over 1.5, over 2.5. I've worked out that can control and one, can switch from 2, 3, 4, switches me between markets. How do you remove a market though? I spent about an hour last night trying to find out, once a market's closed, how do you get it off that list? So if anybody can help me out here and tell me what's what, I will appreciate it, because I do, if you've got multiple games on, I'll have loads of games and loads of different markets. And I haven't got a flipping Scooby then, how to get rid of them. So if I'm controlling, flicking through them, I'm coming to markets that are already shut. So if anybody's got anything they can help me with there, I'm just opening one now because I want one there. I'm going to open that there. Right, so I get that. And then I can get another one, select market, and I'll get... that one there, over under 2.5, but I don't know how to move them. So that's my first step. People telling me, have I programmed it and done it? I am nowhere near that stage. I did have a meeting planned with Lee Cow, and I do need to see him when this lockdown's over and do some stuff. Perhaps he'll give me some pointers. But that would be my first question, is I've worked out how to change mistake. I've worked out my settings. I can put that in and get my stakes. I can get one click see up, but when you select a market, I can select that. I don't know how to then remove. So at the minute, I've got two markets up. Control and one takes me to 1, 2.5 goals. Control and two takes me to match odds. How do I get rid of one of them? How do I remove one if I don't want it on that list anymore? Answers on a postcard if anybody can help me, or point me to a video that I'll have to watch to find out, I guess. Right, a few bits today. Didn't get the first half goal in Poland yesterday, but a couple of nice late goals were fruitful for me. Apologies, I couldn't get that information out quick enough. Today, if it's 0-0 on 25, Holsten Kiel on Minia Bielefeld, I would drip back over 0.5 first half goals. I also have got good value on Arminia Bielefeld away. They've got a very good away record. Still, I believe, top of the table. Arminia Bielefeld away to Holstein Kiel, back away, and a first half goal after 25 minutes. And Wolfsburg backing home today. And I think that's a BTTS game as well. But Wolfsburg backing home, just around about even money. I've got value in that price. And is that it? And then Karlsruhe St. Pauli. If it's 0-0 into the second half, Karlsruhe St. Pauli. If that's 0-0 into the second half, hold a 50-55 minutes drip back in over 1.5 goals and trade on the goal. You can remove your liability. So there you go. Holstein Kiel, Bielefeld, late first half goal and back in Bielefeld. Wolfsburg at home. And maybe if you want to, a BTTS. It's not my favourite bet, but just that one there. And the Karlsruhe, if 0-0 on 55, back over 1.5 goals, 50-55 minutes, and trade from there. Right, that is it. That is it. It's Saturday and the football is off in an hour, so I've not got time to do any recipes or things. I know you're all struggling, but we'll do some barbecue stuff. Let's get into that weather, isn't it? And some books and things after the weekend. It's just a time issue, guys, I'm afraid. It is the bet slip. I've given you some bets. We haven't got a date for racing yet. I saw yesterday somewhere that Racing Post was saying it was maybe the 2nd. Maybe the 2nd of June. I don't know. But as I said, I put a thing on Twitter yesterday, people asking me what's going on. Just to reiterate what I've said all along, nobody will lose any subs. Everything will be extended. Like Ultimate, I've already extended you. And if we need further extensions to finish the season, that will be done. Racing, when we know exactly when it's starting, however many days have been missed, will be extended for those that were in those subscription groups. So you won't lose that. Golf Guru will resume when he resumes, and we've got tournaments now, 6 I think in the UK and the PGA Tour, so that will open up and obviously just be extended for the period missed as get a well. And the trading group for the football, I'm not going to start until the earliest July the 1st. We've got all these games coming back through June. It is a watching, whilst I am trading, I'm only fiddling around, genuinely I'm just having a fiddle about. Just to see, I'm not committing massive money into these markets when teams are coming back, playing behind closed doors, players are saying they don't want to play. I just want to see how it all settles down. I see in England they're talking of 6 games in neutral venues now and things like that. So by the end of June, we will have a full picture of exactly what leagues are going and how they're shaping up. And I will commence there. I'm a bit of a cautious guy, so I'm just being a bit cautious through this first 3 or 4 weeks despite the starvation of action. I do not think it's going to be a full-on normal return. I've got nothing to back that up, but I'll see. Yeah, we'll see. But July, I would hope by July the 1st, I've got enough info through all my sheets that I can say yep, and I'll know what markets to target a bit better. But that's where we're at with that. So I did put it on Twitter, but just for those of you listening here, that is the score. I promise you nobody will miss out on anything. It will all be extended and access done. The racing, the only thing we don't know, because we can't know until the day, is that all the third-party sites are up and running and have got their systems all caught up to date. Obviously, when we call on that data on whatever it is, Monday or Tuesday morning, if it doesn't all come down, we can't complete the sheets, but I'll keep you updated on the day. And obviously, we will chase up anything that we're not unable to access, but we've done as much as we can in preparation so that it should all be set for when racing resumes. But again, I would be cautious. These horses haven't been running. You've got, 10, 12 runner races at Newcastle planned if it starts Monday. Caution for me. I'm a cautious guy. Right, dress for success. I feel like today I'm going to have a bloody good day. Get this old software sorted out, clicking around all over the place. See, I like to learn by doing, but I'm just clicking about and I don't know what's what. There you go. I suppose I will have to knuckle down and read the manual sometime. But I've placed a few bets that I want to do. There's some things I don't know. But that's the first one, is that list of markets. Anybody can help me there how to get markets. I'm in the BetAngel main screen. I click file. I've got my markets there. I click select market. I get a list of them. How do I get markets out of that list? Because I have tried everything and I could not. I've clicked all these little arrows that are up that open new windows and then I've closed them. But they still appear as was. All they seem to do is minimise windows. So anybody can help me there. You BA experts. Good, and I'll crack on. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give this a good solid go. Even last night, though, see, I was double. Because I had two screens going. I had this on one screen and Betfair up on the other. And I'm checking that the bet's going. Which I don't think is the game plan, is it? You're not meant to do that. But we'll get there. We'll get there. You put the effort in, we'll get there. It's like Excel. I knew naff all about it. Now I'm a genius. Right. Have a lovely Saturday. Good luck with your bets today. Good luck with your weekend. I'll be back. It'll be a short one tomorrow because I've got things on. And I think we've got, in the relaxed lockdown, a couple of people coming over. But I'll be back to normal Monday. But there will be a podcast tomorrow with any football mentions. Trump's a bell end. Johnson's a lion bell end. Let's move on. No, we're not moving on. Fuck him. I'm not moving on. Old Johnson. Wanker. If you think, all he thinks is we're going to forget about it. That's all he's hoping. Everybody will just forget about it. Someone else then. Don't let it happen. The guy is a bell end. He's playing us all for fools. And the other guy across the pond, well, has just got something wrong with him. Anyway, moving on. Saturday, 30th of the 5th. Have a lovely one.